Well, good morning. Good to see you. I'm Pastor Mike. We're delighted to have you here today. 1 John chapter 5, if you'll find that in your Bible, it's at the back of your copy of God's Word, 1 John 5, and we'll be looking for the next few minutes and finishing up what we've been talking about for a number of weeks. We call this family talk. We've been talking about what the Lord has to say to us at First Baptist Church, those of us who are born again and who are a part of the family of God. And I know that circumstances in life don't allow us all to be here every time. So we'll look at 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And I'd like for you to take your copy of God's Word and let's read it together. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So I'd like for you now to take your Bible there, and again, or you can see it here on the screen. Notice in each of these three verses, we have the phrase eternal life. God has given us eternal life. And then we have in verse number 12, he who has the Son has the life, the life. And then if you'll notice in verse 13, I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. So three times we see these words, eternal life. I was looking the other day out on the out just reading around what people have said about life. Everybody here today has made comments or have your own sayings about what you think life is all about. And I found some interesting words. Here's one for you. Life is a bundle of little things. So for this particular person, their idea is that life comes in these little packages, these little bundles. Life is a bundle of little things. One fellow said, you've heard it, life is a bowl of cherries. Why couldn't it have been strawberries or something else? Why cherries? You got to pick that thing. What's that thing called you got to take out of the cherry? Okay, there you go. Thank you. I just want to see if you're listening. That's good. All right, how about this one? Life is a dark, stormy night. For many of us in this room, that's true. We've gone through those seasons of life, we call them. Those seasons of life, dark and stormy, hard, difficult times. It seems like one thing after another comes in our life. Life is like a dark, stormy night. One fellow wrote, life is a short summer. A short summer. So we think about life in, you know, sometimes the seasons, fall, autumn, spring, summer. And life is a stage and a play. So for this particular person, their idea is that life is, you pretty much, you put on, you do your play, you do your part, and when it's over, that's the end. Well, when we come to 1 John and we look at this as God's family, we come to discover something very important. John would tell us, Jesus would say to us, God the Father would say to us, the Holy Spirit would say to us, listen, here's what life is. Life is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So I want to talk to you for just a moment about eternal life. Not life in bundles, not a dark and stormy night, not a short summer, not a stage and a play. Life that is eternal. In fact, I would tell you this morning, these two words really comprise all that it means to be a follower of Jesus. These two words are why we go on mission. These two words are why we tell our friends. You know, we say it, our church's mission is to follow Jesus, to love others like Jesus, and tell the world about Jesus. So as we go, we're going because our desire is that people will come to know Jesus and experience and have and possess eternal life. So boys and girls who are here, you always listen the best. Thank you for listening so good. And we're so glad our third through fifth graders are in this room today, are we not? Let's give them a hand. Thank them for being here. They do a good job every week. Thank you for listening so carefully, boys and girls. So today we talk about what it really means to be alive, to have what the Bible calls eternal life. So with that in mind, let's look at these three verses. First of all, I want you to see, number one, that God's children have eternal life. God's children have eternal life. But also, if you'll notice in that verse, we have eternal life. Why? Because God has given us eternal life. I want you to start by realizing this morning that those of us who are a part of the family of God, those of us who have come to know Jesus, those of us who have trusted the Lord and been born again, by the way, that's the family I'm talking about. We're honored to have you here. If you are interested in knowing more about God, you're here and you want to know about Jesus. But the most important decision in life is to be born again. And when you're born again, you come to be a part of God's family. So all of 1 John, as well as many other places in the New Testament, help us understand what it means to be a part of the family of God. So in the family of God, first of all of us who are in the family of God who've been born again, we've received a gift. And that gift is eternal life. How do I talk about something when I look around this room? So many of you have heard preachers much better than me talk about, and you've understood, you've taught it, you've thought about it. But I want you to consider again what John says in this very important verse, verse 11. Here's God's testimony. This is the testimony. He's talking about the testimony of God and of Jesus when he was baptized, when he came into this world declaring who he was. This is the testimony. This is the witness they've given. God has given us, the us is those of us who are born again, eternal life. So the reality is that for all of us in this room, we live now for a season of time and then we die. I've said this every hour, I say it again this hour. You know, last year at this time, there were some people who were sitting in this room. There were some who were singing in choirs. There were some teaching classes. There were some playing instruments who are no longer here. They've died. And so their life here has ended. But they knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so they were given the gift of eternal life. So whether we're young or old, we recognize in this room, the reality is that we won't live forever in this world. But you can live forever if you know Jesus, because that's what it means to have eternal life. It's life that does not end. Even if I die, I live. This is the truth that Jesus promised. This is the fact of what happened because Jesus rose from the dead. So we learn, first of all, that God's children have a gift. We have eternal life. But second, look what else he says in this verse. This life is in his Son. The second thing that we must understand is Jesus gives this life to us, but the life is in Jesus. Oh, listen, this is important, church. This is really important. We talk more about following Jesus, not just as a lifestyle, even though that's important, but do you realize the profound truth that when you came to know Jesus, when you were born again, that the very power and life source of Jesus, God's life-giving power, the life source of Jesus is now in you. And I've said this to you many times over my years here. When you came to know Jesus and you were born again and God comes to live inside of you by the Holy Spirit and you experience a new life inside of you, listen to me, you didn't gain any weight. Your eyes didn't change color. Your hair didn't change color. You're the same. You didn't grow any more inches physically. But inside of you, something happened dramatic and powerful. When I was born again as a 9-year-old boy, do I understand all that I understand now about God's Word and about following Jesus? Of course not. But I started in that childlike faith and believed on Jesus Christ. that He was the Son of God, that He was Lord, that He had risen from the dead in that simple childlike way as a 9-year-old boy, and the life of God came to be inside of me. This is such an important point. This is life. The life is in His Son. I've put up here on the screen also John, the Gospel of John, John 3, where John also wrote, our spiritual father, and said, "He who believes in the Son," believes in Jesus, "has eternal life." Do you understand today that you've not only been given the gift of eternal life, but you possess the very power of God inside of you? That's the life. That's the life. It is this incredible truth that whatever may come in my season of life, when I'm young, when I'm old, when I'm middle-aged, whatever season of life I may be in, if I trusted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I have the same life-giving power, the life of Jesus in me. Now, that's hard to understand, but that's the truth of the Bible. There's a third thing that we read here in verse number 12. He who has the Son has the life. Let's continue this thought. Whoever has the Son has the life. Listen to me. That means that there are some people who do not have the life. That means some in your family who do not know Jesus and have not been born again don't have the life. That means people who you rub shoulders with at work, you go to work with them, you see them in the restaurant, the stranger, the person that's in your neighbor that surrounds you, if they don't know Jesus, they don't have the life. The life. They don't have the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. So this place is filled with life. The church, God's family, is a place of life. We've sensed it. We've felt it as we've come this place. People will come here sometimes to church and they'll say, "I just sense something different about this place." Of course, this is a place where the people who are born again who come here have experienced a God life. That God life is in them. And that life, you sense that power, that strength that comes from the God life, the life of Jesus, the very life power that raised Jesus from the dead. Are you listening to me, church? Is inside of you. That's how you say no to sin. That's how you walk away from living like the world. That's how you follow Jesus every day, is by the life power that Jesus gives you. He who has the Son has life. But there are some who do not have the Son. So we go, we tell them, we plead with them, we talk with them, we take God's word and we show it to them. We give Bibles away like we talked about last week with the Gideons. We do whatever we can because some don't have the life. Some of us live as if everybody has the life. I hope you're listening to me. Some of us live contradicting what the Bible says. The Bible says if you don't have Jesus, if you're not born again, if you don't know the Lord, you don't have life. That ought to stir us. That ought to discourage us. That ought to burden us. There are people walking around like dead people. They have no spiritual life, nor spiritual desire, nor passion for God. They have no interest in the things of God. They don't have the life. They don't have the life. So I want you to think about this life for a moment. Having this life is so precious to us because the Bible says in verse 12, he who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son does not have the life. And then in verse 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life. So there's a confidence that comes with having eternal life. So Jesus stood one day at the grave of his friend Lazarus, the tomb. In those days they'd put them in a rock tomb. And many of us in this room know the story of Jesus standing there before the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and he wept, he cried there at that tomb. And he talked to the sister of Lazarus, who was pretty upset with Jesus because he didn't show up before Lazarus died. Now he was dead, and Jesus reminded her of something that I want to remind us of just as we're finishing up today. I want you to listen to me. Jesus reminded her of something very, very important. He said, this is John chapter 11. Let me read it to you. I am the resurrection and the life. Listen, Jesus said, standing at a graveside, best illustration of all, I am the resurrection and the life. This is before Jesus had died on the cross and risen from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. You know what happens to every one of us who knows Jesus? You're resurrected from a dead old way of life. You come back to life as a new person. You come back to life as a new person. You have a new life source inside of you. You have a new desire to follow Jesus. And listen to what else he said. This is the profound truth. Do you believe what I'm about to read? I'll read it to you. You have to decide. This is what Jesus said. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And Jesus goes on to say, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And then he asked Martha, so I ask you today, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Yes, we stood at the graveside of many of our friends in this family of faith last year. Large number. And sometimes we think, well, you know, I hope, this is what a young person thinks. I hope that when I get old, before I die, that, you know, I'll have had a full life. You have no promise you'll have a long life, young person. Senior adult, you have no guarantee you have tomorrow. Preacher man, you have no idea whether you'll be here tomorrow either. One day at a time. Today is our opportunity. Today is the chance for you and I to settle one thing. Do we possess eternal life? So all of my life, many of you in this room have done the same thing. When I talk to people about Jesus, I ask them this question. So I'm going to finish this up by asking you this question today. Are you certain if you died today, you would live? Are you certain today that if you died, you'd go to be with Jesus? Don't give me a Baptist answer. Don't give me a VBS answer. Don't give me your religious thoughts. I mean in your heart and in your soul, do you know 100%? Do you have 100% assurance? Do you know that if you died today, if today was the end, God forbid some accident happened on your way home or tonight or before the day ends and it's over for you, do you know for certain that you would live? Jesus said, I've given you the gift of eternal life. He said, I give them life. Listen, and no one shall snatch them out of my hands. I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, Jesus said, you will never hunger. Jesus called us all to understand that the only way to real life is life through the Son. So I close with verse number 12. The first phrase again, he who has the Son has life. He who has the Son has life. I didn't ask you if you were a religious person. I didn't ask how much you own or where you live. I didn't ask how large your family is. I'm asking you individually, as I have had to ask myself, do I have a personal relationship, a walk with Jesus Christ? Am I born again? When I am born again, there is life. There is life. The old things pass away. I'm not interested in that stuff anymore. It goes dim and dark. I don't have a desire to chase all of that craziness that I hear the world talking about anymore. It goes away. And all of a sudden, there is this hunger to know more about these words in this book. What do these words mean? And how do these words help me live my life, no matter how long or short it is? So as a church, as your pastor, my desire is that you will know how to live in Jesus and how to die in Jesus. That's my desire. For us to be with one another and know this, that even when the family member who's no longer sitting in these chairs, they've gone to be with Jesus, they've just gone ahead of us to the place where those of us who are born again will soon join them in a glorious, unbelievable place that the Bible has a hard time describing. The place where Jesus is. So today, I ask you one more time as we conclude. If you died today, no matter your rank, no matter your background, no matter your heritage, no matter where you come from, if you died today, do you know for certain that you'd be with Jesus? That's the question we must settle. Thank you for listening. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer just for a moment. So with every head bowed, we come to the end of our family talk. And my desire is that the family of God would be extended and grow. That's God's desire, that His family grow. And the way His family grows is when we're willing to come and be born again. So for some of you here today, maybe this is the time for you to come and you need to say to us, you need to come forward. You need to step out and come down here. That's the way we start the process. We're not ashamed to come in front of people and say, I need to know more about following Jesus. We come and we say, I'm ready to join this church. We make a public commitment of our faith in Jesus and our willingness to be a part of this church so that we grow and learn together. This is one place where you join the family of God. There are other churches all around us. But if you're here and you believe this is a part of this part of God's family that you need to join, we want you to do that. It's an important decision for all of you. The most important, though, is this. Do you have the Son? Does Jesus have you? Are you born again? Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help all of these wonderful people who are here today as we have sung praise to you. You are our shield. You are our shepherd. You are the one who cares for us. You are our Savior and our Lord. So we turn our eyes to you, Lord Jesus, today. We ask that you would help us to make those public decisions we need to make. Some of us have been thinking about this for a long time, and we need to come this morning and tell the church that we're ready to follow Jesus and learn more about what that means. Others of us need to join this church, and some of us need to confess our sin, rededicate our lives as a part of this family of believers. So, Lord, we give you this time now. We pray that you would speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.